Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. Lisa Fisher, backup singer, is stepping out front. Her magnificent voice was featured in the Oscar-winning documentary 20 Feet from Stardom. It told of the invaluable role of these women and men in the shadows of the stars. And now Lisa Fisher is out on tour, stepping back into the spotlight with the band Grand Bataan. Here's a little of them performing Led Zeppelin's Rock and Roll. The woman that the New York Times calls the music industry's reigning backup queen is making stops in Boston, New York's Birdland, and the Hollywood Bowl. And Lisa Fisher joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Lisa, you've been up front before. We'll talk about that. But in the documentary, you said you were happy to just harmonize. So how does it feel to be up front again?
I feel like I'm present this time, you know, just getting older and just being more grounded really helps make you feel the present moment as opposed to, you know, constantly thinking about tomorrow.
Well, as I said, you said that you were happy to harmonize, but was that true? I mean, were there times when you were 20 feet from the stars that you did have your head in another place thinking, I want to be singing up front?
No.
No, really? No.
No.
Wow.
Because when I'm, well, the beautiful thing about background singing for me is that it's not visually this back thing. Mm-hmm. It's a walk with, it's a support under, it's sprinkling candy colored sprinkles on ice cream, you know, it's all these visuals and colors for me and a lot less pressure.
There's that. Let's listen to a little more. You've been touring as backup, as we said, with the Rolling Stones, but since 1989, let's listen to a little of your Gimme Shelter. When 20 Feet from Stardom premiered at the Sundance Film Festival, you got to meet Mary Clayton, the woman who sang that vocal on the original recording. What was that like?
Oh, my God. Meeting Mary Clayton was like completing a circle. You know, it's like I'd been listening to her, and I would draw energy from what she did because, you know, nobody sings Gimme Shelter like her. Mm-hmm. You know, that photograph in time can never be repeated. It's like a kiss to me. It's like you can kiss the same partner all the time, but each kiss is a different thing. So to be able to actually look her in her eyes, I just hugged her and I was just like, I just love you so much. It's like I felt like she was this hidden person within my DNA, or like meeting a family member that I didn't know that I had, or I felt like I was adopted, or you know what I mean? It was just like, I don't know. It was the completion of a circle for me actually meeting her. And she's just such an amazing human being.
What a great way to describe an iconic backup solo, a kiss. But what other women inspired you when you were coming up?
You know, my parents listened to a lot of Motown. So people like Dionne Warwick and Aretha Franklin, Ella Fitzgerald. And then once I actually, you know, got my little paper route and went out and bought my first album, the first album I bought was a Rufus and Chaka Khan album.
Into the Hairbrush. Into the Hairbrush. Well, I'm sure Tita Turner's on that list, too. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, we want to listen to a rendition of It's Only Rock and Roll you did with her in 2009, and she gave you center stage for a verse. Let's listen.
You got it.
So during this, we actually see someone in the audience waving a sign that says, Lisa Fisher rocks.
I love their fans. They rock. They're the ones that rock.
Well, but they know you.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, especially since the release of the documentary, have sort of shared that they want to be background singers. They feel like that role is so much fun, and I can't blame them. I mean, we're just having the best time.
Yeah. Well, you also, as we said, sing solo in a big way. You won a Grammy in 1992 for How Can I Ease the Pain? Let's just listen to a little. Okay, so Lisa Fisher, you beat out Aretha Franklin and tied with Patti LaBelle, but maybe you get a little more in the tie because you were one of the backup singers on her nominated song. But that was 1992. Would you like that again?
I desire whatever the universe has in store because I think my heart gets broken easy, so I try not to paint pictures before I can see a hint of what's going to be. Mm. So, I wasn't really looking for that moment. I was just so happy to have a record deal. And I was so happy that Luther helped me get a record deal. And I was so happy that I got signed. And
this is Luther Vandross.
And, yes.
And you thanked him when you won. How big an influence?
Huge, huge. I mean, I think people were curious about me because of him. The Stones, curiosity happened because of him. Just his love of the music and details and harmonies and how to listen and how to make the sound and how to actually not be in a space when you don't need to be in a space musically. And it's huge lessons.
By the way, we should say Luther Vandross, of course, died in 2005.
Yes.
So the wind at your back from him. One last thing we want to ask you. We're big fans of a cappella, and if it's okay with you, we hear you do an amazing version of Fever.
Okay. I'm going to snap. You can hear me snap my fingers. Never know how much I love ya. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a feeling that's so hard to bear. You give me fever in the morning, fever when you hold me tight, fever when you kiss me, fever all through the night.
Somewhere Peggy Lee is smiling.
Aww.
That's Lisa Fisher out on tour, out front. One of the best backup singers in the world is taking center stage. We'll have her schedule at hereandnow.org. Lisa, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin. You're amazing. Thank you.
I need to know how.